Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's Taylor Vollen. I just got home a few days ago from the ARHFA Old West Rope Horse Futurity in Heber City, Utah for almost a week, and I came back with quite the sunburn, not that anybody cares, but that was quite the week. It was a lot of fun. I know everyone has kind of heard some news about it, and it deserved a lot of news. It was a great week, like I said, but I know everyone has heard about Crosby Ray Vaughn selling for $1.7 million at the Old West sale, and wow, being there in person, truly, I mean, everything we've put out, I feel like, doesn't do it justice. Just what an amazing night that was, and what a historic moment that was to get to witness. But if you haven't yet, I suggest you go and listen to Chelsea's episode of The Score with Steve to get a better perspective on how amazing this was. I know some people have feelings about this, but there were some other good stories that came out of the Old West Futurity, and I am excited to share them with you guys on this episode. So a lot of these, I am going to admit, are shorter because the short rounder opens were back to back. So I had very little time with the guys, but I appreciate everything they gave me. But we are going to start off with our first big winner of the day, Tate Kirkenslager. Tate and Almost Lost My Ticket won the futurity heading for $100,000. And like I said, this is a super short interview because if you can imagine, winning $100,000 is life-changing and emotional. So I am just grateful that Tate was able to make some words to give us a little bit of insight on what this one meant to him.
Because I feel like asking someone what it means to 100,000 is the dumbest question in the world. That's a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you feeling?
I don't really have words to describe it.
Yeah.
I've never won that much in one day.
Did you ever think when you started training rope horses that it would come to this much one day?
No, not at all. I just did it to pay for a rodeo.
Yeah.
I never thought it would come to this much.
Mm-hmm. Almost lost my ticket, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What was his lifetime, like his LTE before this, do you think?
You know, I don't think 10, 15, maybe 20,000 before here.
So this is really going to skyrocket.
I don't really have very many words for you. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I don't blame you. I can't imagine how you're feeling.
I'm lost for words, honestly.
Yeah. So that short round run, walk me through it, what you're thinking and what you're focused on.
You know, I broke the barrier at 6th hall. So I know that horse can run, so I wanted to make sure and let the steer out and not break the barrier, and the rope was falling apart. I thought just get to him and make sure I made him healable for Shay.
Yeah.
I mean, just more or less just make sure I'm getting caught and let the horse show itself, more or less. Yep.
How did this horse get into your hands? I mean, you guys own him, I know, but.
Yeah. Like, honestly, Brad Lund sold him to us, so. So if it wasn't for Brad,
Yeah, that's awesome.
Our next champ, Crowned, made history. I mean, as did all of these guys, but this was a pretty emotional moment for everyone as well. Joseph Harrison and Stunner won the pre-futurity healing for $50,000, and this one actually solidified Joseph as the first ARHFA rider to hit $1 million in earnings. So this was a pretty neat interview as well.
Did you know when you rode in the box or when you came up here that you had a chance to cross $1 million?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you prepare for that? Is there extra pressure coming up here?
Well, it's just something that I've been after that for about $700,000. I mean, it's been a little over like a year and a half ago. Audrey.
So once again, folks, we are going to get it drugged.
$315,000 or $30,000 or whatever, and I was winning
final two classes right here.
And in my mind is weird, but I thought, man, if I could just be the first one ever to the $1 million mark, that'd be worth more to me than a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it really does, yeah.
Well, what goes into becoming $1 million rope horse trainer?
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and good coats. They got to be good enough. And I'm super blessed right now. I got an awesome group of customers.
Yeah.
If they ain't good enough, we swap them, we find another one, you know. And if they give me free rein, I get to do whatever I want, however I want to do it. So My customers are awesome.
Yeah. Well, we talked last year after you won the Open or the Futurity last year too, and you had mentioned that you're just so lucky to have such good customers, and it just keeps getting better, it seems like.
You know, they're the same customers. I've got the same customers.
Yeah.
So they just get us another three-year-old, and they turn into four-year-olds and five-year-olds, and we just keep going. So it's, like I said, the other guys, you know, we try to be as good as we can for each other and help each other out and that kind of stuff. And I'm going to give one guy a shout-out while I'm on here, because he's an appreciative guy, and Jeremy Buehler has been working so hard at it, and I'm looking forward to watching him kick their butt here a little bit in that 6 and under.
I think that's really cool to hear you talking about another trainer, because I feel like it's so competitive, and to hear you shouting out somebody else when you just crossed a million, like, that's unheard of in my opinion.
Well, Trevor and Miles, and I go rope with them all the time, and we're all friends, and Miles and I have been buds for a long, long time, and Kate Rice and all the guys, really. I mean, they're just the closest guys to me, so I see them more.
Yeah.
But it's good to watch guys do good, you know, and just good. I'm super pumped to just have a chance against them.
Yeah. Stunner, what was his factor this week? What made him stand out?
He's just so good-minded, and nothing bothers him.
Yeah.
If I, like that right there, I got in a little bit of a jam and bad timing and had to take another swing, and he just said, okay, I'll step one more time and go ahead and catch so we can quit.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is that simple-minded, really. He's just a good, good horse.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Cactus Saddlery. All of Cactus Saddlery's products are handcrafted right here in the U.S., and they stand firm in their belief that creating amazing products starts with using the highest quality materials. Cactus Saddlery provides premium saddles, tack, and equine accessories that are designed, developed, and ridden by some of the world's top endorsees. And we extra appreciate them because they help us tell these cool stories of the rope horse futurity industry, shedding light on the trainers, riders, and the horses making history. Head over to cactussaddlery.com today to check out all that they have to offer. Renner Shard also had a heck of a week at the Old West. He won first and second in the pre-futurity heading, winning it for $50,000 on Watch the Lane. He also won second on Captain Legit for about $29,000, and this brought him to roughly $93,112 in earnings at the Old West Futurity.
Reliance Ranch's horse, how did it end up with you? What's the story?
There's not really a story. Gary asked me at the Royal Crown in Guthrie if I'd be interested in riding. I mean, Gary and I have had a great relationship, and I just told him I'd do anything to help. So, I don't know how it was. I rode him a few runs on him at Bobby and Gary's place, and it's by Atlanta. I can't remember the name of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And then I practiced on him twice before here, but the horse is just pretty user-friendly, and he's just super showy, like, has a cool look about him, and I don't think I really did anything special. I didn't try to overshow him. I just tried to go out there and make clean runs, and I think that's what's cool about this deal is guys, I think it's easy to overshow a horse, you know, but when you have one that is capable of doing it and looking pretty just naturally, I think that's what I try to do.
Yeah. So I guess that's the key to what? First, second, fourth call.
I had a day, you know?
Yeah.
I think all the top guys have those days. I was just fortunate to do it at a big maturity. So.
Yeah. And he's a stud too, right? And you said he's user friendly?
Yeah. Like he walked in the box and backed in there like he was a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Hard to do. For a young horse, so it was pretty easy to have confidence in him that, hey, he's going to be on my team right here, and I can go do my deal and not worry about it.
Yeah.
And lastly, Buehler. Jeremy Buehler closed out the day with the $100,000 futurity healing win on SLR Swing and Hickory. And this win makes SLR Swing and Hickory the winningest mare on the heel side of the rope horse futurity industry, with over $172,000 in lifetime earnings.
I don't even know where to start. I mean, you've won a lot in your career. You've won the world. You've won more things than I can name. But $100,000 at a futurity is unheard of. I mean, How are you feeling?
Oh, it's so much more to it. The money's unbelievable. I mean, whenever I was rodeoing, you'd work your tail off all year long and then go to the NFR and hope to have $100,000 NFR and call the year a success. So to get it in a day here, it's amazing. But you know, the difference to this for me is like whenever I was rodeoing, it was over a long course of years really working at it and building up. And then this, well, folks, I've really dedicated myself the last few years and worked really hard.
They are going to be having a meeting over
the thing with the fraternity deal is there's so many your horse can be perfect at home and you show up and they green up and whatever happens. There's so many emotions that it's pretty special.
What was it about this horse that you feel like stood out this week?
She's a gritty, tough thing.
Yeah.
You know, she's a lot of horse. She tries every single time. You will not catch this mare not trying.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's been that way since day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me, this is the dream. The guy that you know, my buddy Todd, he said, you know, this mare is really in the rough right here, but there's, you know, I feel something. There's something special there. See if you feel it too. And I rode her around a little bit and I said, yeah, I think I feel it too. Well, that was a couple of years ago, so it's been a long journey, but
yeah,
pretty happy with her. To single it out though, I'd say probably her grit is probably the biggest thing.
And how long have you had her?
She's been with me for 2 years now.
Gotcha. You were talking about short-term memory. How important is that? Because, I mean, there's just a lot going on. I can't even imagine how many runs you had today.
Well, it's everything, and then it's the emotions, right? Like, so I was helping JD earlier this morning, and, you know, we had some success, and then I missed one, screwed one up for him to win a bit more. So that was tough to get through that. And then my fifth call back, I roped a leg on, and she probably deserved to win something too and didn't, but I was back to back to back, so I was just trying to breathe through it and just, yeah, once one's done, it's over. So
yeah, I thought it was really neat. Amy and I, well, I grabbed Joseph before Amy, but we were sitting here talking and he was saying how we were asking him about crossing the $1 million mark, and he said maybe a couple of words about himself, and he was like, I can't wait to see where Jeremy goes. Like, he is really proud of the work that you've put in, and I just think that's such a cool thing that you don't get to see in a lot of, even the Western industry, and a lot of our sports, you know what I mean? A guy just crosses the $1 million mark, and he's talking about you.
You know, that guy, he's who I look up to in this horse show deal, and as I've got to know him more over the last month here, you know, I've known him from rodeoing, but just from this horse show deal, the fact that a guy that's leading the industry by such a margin, and then, you know, you ask them a question or you say something, it'd be just as easy for him to be like, ah, I don't know, I figured it out. But the fact that he's willing to take the time and break it down and talk to you, that to me just, it speaks volumes about who he is as a person. And the $1 million deal is cool, but I think the industry should be more proud of his character and who he is, a guy like that that's willing to help somebody, you know, trying to do what he's done. It says a lot about who he is as a man.
That's super cool. Well, thank you. Congratulations.